Human Life International is very pleased now that we've been working 10 years in the Northern Virginia area, and we had a wonderful celebration with over 500 guests and international leaders coming from Cameroon and Kenya and different other countries just to be with us and celebrate really 10 years of accomplishment and growth of our apostolate. We've gone from, you know, being in about 48 countries 10 years ago to over 78 countries now, so almost doubled in size in these past 10 years, and we have really expanded this pro-life, pro-family apostolate all over the world and deepened it in many different countries.
What would you say some of your accomplishments have been in the past 10 years?
I think the number of places where we've been able to push back the culture of death and really reinforce the pro-life situation. So clear examples of that come with Poland rolling back their law and making abortion quite restricted after pretty much abortion on demand. The same thing happened in a number of other countries where they pretty much got rid of any exceptions to abortion and made the right to life a matter of their own constitutions, which happened in El Salvador in the 1990s, as well as in Costa Rica, and all these different, you know, celebrations of life that have come about as national holidays that have been put together in the Philippines and about 10 countries in Latin America. So we really see, especially in the developing world, a real tide that's pushing towards the pro-life side and a renewed consciousness of the respect for human life. And we're very much a part of that, and we're very pleased to see that. Of course, we do feel that there's a lot of work to be done in the industrialized nations where the culture of death started and it has its deepest roots.
And one of these Western countries is, of course, Australia, which is about to debate a therapeutic cloning bill. Now, this bill is opposed by the Prime Minister. However, he has been forced to allow a conscience vote on the bill. What are your thoughts on this?
Australia has a lot of similarities to many industrialized nations in that the proponents of stem cell research on human embryos and also therapeutic so-called cloning have done a very good job of kind of misinforming the public as to what they're doing and spreading the idea that these are not yet human beings or that this is not going to start down the path of basically human experimentation for the purposes of others. I think there's a lot of confusion, and that is propagated quite a bit through the media as to what exactly are the possible benefits and what exactly is being done. So there's a real need for education on the part of all the major entities, including the Catholic Church, of course, which has very strong positions but needs to be sure to present these well to the mass public and convince them. Because I think a lot of people are very confused as to what is actually at stake and what is actually going on. They're told that this is just a way to get, you know, cures for Alzheimer's or things like this, and they're not told that they're human beings that are being destroyed for the simple purpose of experimentation. And most of this experimentation, of course, is not even leading to good therapies.